Anyway, so this is November 20th and Sydney, or Geita. So can we talk a little bit, and do you want to tell me a little bit about what it's been like to work on the piece you've been working on? And we can talk about either Elves Dance or, you know, if you have something else.
Elves Dance.
Elves Dance? Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, I always ask you this at the beginning of the week anyway, when I see you, right, what you worked on. And, you know, can you talk a little bit about, you know, what you worked on for, I heard you yesterday and today.
Yeah. Well, this whole week I've been playing Elves Dance a lot. And it's going to sound weird, but showing it to my sister actually helped me get the fingering down
for a lot of it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know, it was weird, but it maybe because I was showing it to her a lot slower, that I had to play over and over again for her to actually get it also. So I played that. And then I played Hitch for the string quartet.
So when you were teaching your sister Elves Dance, were you teaching it by ear?
Yeah.
So you were playing it for her, and then...
And then she
played it back to you. Okay. And then she brought it into Sebastian. You told me about the Jingle Bell Rock. I didn't realize that it was also...
Oh, she learned that.
Oh, no. You told me about Elves Dance.
Yeah.
But then he also said that she came in and said, I know how to play Jingle Bell Rock.
Yeah. It was funny. No, it was one of these days because we were hearing Christmas music and she's like, Sydney, take out your violin. And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
So we went to the living room and she's like, let's play... which one was it? Silent Night. And then she was like, so I had to play like an accompaniment, so I had to like try and figure out the notes without ever playing it.
She's great. That's great. So you know the part we worked on last week in Elves Dance? I mean, can you talk about, it got much better anyway, but you know, in this piece, what were kind of the hard parts or hard sections, and what did you do to work on them? What was hard about it, I guess?
Some of the fingerings were hard. I think it was the one where all the, it was the B flat scale. And I just had to like play it slowly and then work up to it.
So breaking it apart and playing it really slowly.
Yeah. And then the pizzicato. Yeah, we still worked on that today.
Yeah.
And then I think it was after the like the first phrase, the
yeah.
But I got that down after I showed it to my sister.
Good. Maybe you should teach your sister all your tunes.
Yeah.
She'll probably learn them anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Then she's 15. I played that like 10 years ago. I can see her doing it.
Yeah. So do you ever? And maybe we can just talk a little bit about other pieces besides Elves Dance, because we haven't been working on this that long, and maybe you can say on the spectrum of things that we've done, do you feel like it's challenging, really challenging, you know, challenging, but
I think
or
it was,
compared to the Vivaldi that we did last year?
I think they're very different pieces because they sort of help you improve. Like that one was a bouncy bow, and like the other ones is like keeping your bow on the string and crunchy, you know?
You mean the Vivaldi?
Yeah.
Being,
Well, this one's like the agility that you have to move your hands and your fingers too.
So that's a new thing
for
you. And that's a thing we're working on.
Yeah, I need to improve that.
What do you think about when you're working on that, on trying to improve that post-stroke at home?
I just sort of play it faster than I'm supposed to sometimes, but that's why some parts of the piece I know how to play faster than others, because I just use the easy parts to like try and see how fast I can get the bow to go.
And you find that playing faster than you can just find the stroke. Okay. Do you want to play a little bit? Just then they can hear. You can get out your music too. Don't feel like it. You know, you have to be on performance.
Should I just stay out there?
Yeah.
Well, I'll just play the first phrase.
Okay.
Like, the beginning I would play fast. Mm-hmm. Like, and so I said, I just...
Sounds great. So, what do you do when you get to the part and you have to slow down? What do you do about the stroke?
I mean, I keep the stroke the same, but slower.
Okay. Yeah, so it becomes a little more on, right?
Yeah.
That way.
Then, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Great. Well, you know, anyway, it's coming and it's sounding really good. Do you want to play from the beginning one more time?
Okay. Until where?
Play as much as you feel like, or as much as you don't feel like. Good. Great.